Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Getholeno. The World Health Organization, WHO, has launched a new investment round aiming to raise $7 billion of funds to support countries to tackle challenges like climate change, displacement, poverty and inequality. In a social media post, WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that the world is facing a difficult time with multiple challenges. He said the investment round aims to mobilize $7 billion over 4 years to support countries to respond to these challenges. The investment round is the result of recommendations by the WHO Working Group on Sustainable Financing and was approved at the 154th meeting of the WHO Executive Board in January 2024. Department of Telecommunications and Ministry of Home Affairs has taken action to protect citizens from potential SMS fraud through the Sanchar Sathi initiative. The Ministry of Communications said it was noted that more than 10,000 fraudulent messages were sent using 8 SMS headers for sending fraudulent communications in the past 3 months. It said the principal entities which were owners of these 8 SMS headers were blacklisted. All the 73 SMS headers and 1,522 SMS content templates owned by these principal entities have been blacklisted. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast above normal rainfall over the country as a whole during the monsoon season this year. Director General, IMD, Dr. Mrityunjay Mohapatra said this while releasing the second stage of long-range forecast of southwest monsoon. Dr. Mohapatra further informed that conditions are favorable for onset of monsoon over Kerala and northeastern states in the next 5 days. Director General of the National Disaster Response Force, Piyush Anand, has said that the NDRF is a 24/7 ready force and the relief teams are dispatched within 30 minutes after receiving the emergency call. In an exclusive interview with the Akashvani News, DG, NDRF added that disaster management is a manpower-intensive activity. He appealed to the citizens to come forward and volunteer for the noble cause. With the aim to promote awareness about the importance of oral hygiene and encourage preventive dental care and fostering a culture of healthy food habits, Children Dental Health Month was observed yesterday at Government Primary School Yongnya, Sector C, Longlen. Dental Surgeon, District Hospital Longlen, Dr. Chumai Nyam, encouraged the children to brush their teeth twice a day and limit sugar intake. She urged them to eat more fruits and vegetables and to avoid tobacco products. Dr. Nyam also demonstrated the brushing techniques. District Nodal Officer of National Oral Health Program Longlen, Nitsukolia Vipra, spoke on the importance of oral health and encouraged the students and parents present to make a habit of visiting dentists regularly. Students received free toothbrush, toothpaste and IEC material on oral health. Assam Rifles yesterday organized a drug awareness program at Isaiah Ability Higher Secondary School, Woka. The awareness was held with the aim to educate students on the dangers of drug abuse and promote a healthy, drug-free lifestyle. Officers delivered lectures on types of drugs, their effects, and preventive measures, and stressed on informed choices, peer support, and healthy activities. Students were also informed about addiction recovery resources and urged them to seek help if required. An interactive session was held between students and organizers. The Gorkha Youth Association Kohima, GYAK, celebrated its 32nd Foundation Day yesterday. Marking the occasion, GYAK executives, led by Advisor Milan Sunam and President Narayan Bahadur, visited Old Age Home Kohima. The GYAK distributed a shawl each to the elderly people under the care of the home and also handed edibles and nutritious items. The executives also held a brief fellowship and took blessings from the elders. Meanwhile, on the occasion, GYAK announced that it is gearing up to hold Nepali Beat Contest and sports event in July and December respectively. In this, GYAK informed the community youth to prepare enthusiastically for participation in both the events. And Deputy Commissioner Kohima Kumar Ramnikant has informed the general public that the Indira Gandhi Stadium hockey ground is requisitioned for parking vehicles in connection with the conduct of election to the Municipal Town Councils ULB 2024 from 22nd of June till the completion of election process. The Deputy Commissioner's order stated that no activities or allotment of the area would be entertained for the said period. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.